بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ صرفنا إليك نفرا من الجن يستمعون القرآن فلما حضروه قالوا أنصتوا فلما حضروه قالوا أنصتوا فلما قضي ولوا إلى قومهم منذرين.
Verse number 29. Remember, O Messenger, when I sent to you a group of the jinn to listen to the Quran that was revealed to you, when they came to hear it, they said to one another, "Be quiet, so that we are able to hear it." When the Messenger, peace be upon him, completed his recitation, they went back to their people to warn them of Allah's punishment if they did not have faith in this Quran.
قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ وَإِلَى طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
Verse number 30. They said to them, "O our people, we have heard the book that Allah has revealed after Musa, confirming the previous scriptures revealed by Allah. This book that we heard guides to the truth, and it guides to a straight path, which is the path of Islam."
يا قومنا أجيبوا داعي الله وآمنوا به يغفر لكم من ذنوبكم ويجركم من عذاب أليم.
Verse number 31. O our people, respond to the truth that Muhammad calls you towards and believe that he is a messenger from his Lord. And Allah will forgive your sins and save you from a painful punishment that awaits you if you do not respond to the truth that He calls you towards, and do not believe that He is a messenger from His Lord.
وَمَن لَا يُجِبْ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ فَلَيْسَ بِمُعْجِزٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَيْسَ لَهُ مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءُ في ضلال مبين.
Verse number 32. Those who do not respond to the truth that Muhammad, peace be upon him, calls them towards, will not be able to render Allah helpless and escape from him by fleeing on earth, and they will not have besides Allah any protectors to rescue them from the punishment. Such people have clearly deviated from the truth.
أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَمْ يَعْيَ بِخَلْقِهِنَّ بِقَادِرٍ عَلَى أَنْ يُحْيِيَ الْمَوْتَى بَلَى إِنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Verse number 33. Do these idolaters who deny the resurrection not understand that Allah, who created the heavens and created the earth, and did not tire in creating them, despite their hugeness and vastness, is able to give life to the dead for reckoning and recompense? Indeed, He is able to bring them to life. He, may He be glorified, is able to do all things, and He is not incapable of bringing the dead to life.
ويوم يعرض الذين كفروا على النار أليس هذا بالحق قالوا بلى وربنا قال فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون.
Verse number 34. On the day when those who rejected Allah and His messengers will be exposed to the fire to be punished in it, it will be said to them in rebuke, "Is this punishment that you are seeing not real? Or is it a lie like how you used to say in the world?" They will say, "Indeed, by our Lord, it is real." It will then be said to them, taste the punishment on account of your denial of Allah.
فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل ولا تستعجل لهم كأنهم يوم يرون ما يوعدون لم يلبثوا إلا ساعة من نهار بلاغ فهل يهلك إلا القوم الفاسقون.
Verse number 35. So be patient, O Messenger, against your people's denial of you, just as the messengers of firm resolve were patient. These were the following messengers, in addition to our Prophet, peace be upon him: Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, and Isa, peace be upon them. Did not seek to hasten the punishment for them, the deniers from your people, on the day when they will see the punishment that they are warned about in the hereafter, will be as if they did not remain in the world except for an hour of a day, due to the length of their punishment. This Quran that is revealed to Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a notice to all people, as well to the jinn, and only those who go against Allah by disbelief and sins will be destroyed by the punishment. Beneficial points. 1. It is part of good etiquette to listen to the speaker and pay attention to him. 2. The prompt response to those jinn who regard it to the truth is a message of encouragement for human beings. 3. Responding to the truth demands rushing towards spreading it. 4. Patience is a quality of the Prophets, peace be upon them. Surah Muhammad. Themes of the Surah. The Surah focuses on the matter of wartime combat, strengthening the fortitude and resolve of the believers.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alladhina kafaru wa saddu an سبيل الله أضل أعمالهم.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Those who reject Allah and turn people away from Allah's religion, Allah will nullify their deeds.
والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وآمنوا بما نزل على محمد وهو الحق من ربهم كفر عنهم سيئاتهم وأصلح بالهم.
Verse number 2. Those who have faith in Allah and do righteous deeds and have faith in what Allah has revealed to His Messenger Muhammad, and what He has revealed to His Messenger Muhammad is the truth from their Lord, He will remit from them their wrongdoings and won't take them to task, and He will set right their affairs in this world and the hereafter.
ذلك بأن الذين كفروا اتبعوا الباطل وأن الذين آمنوا اتبعوا الحق من ربهم. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ أَمْثَالَهُمْ.
Verse number 3. That mentioned recompense for the two groups is because those who reject Allah followed falsehood, and those who have faith in Allah and His Messenger followed the truth from their Lord. Thus, their recompense differs just as their efforts differed. Just as Allah showed His decision about the two groups, the group of the believers and the group of the disbelievers, Allah gives people their examples, so that similar things are linked.
فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَضَرْبَ الرِّقَابِ حَتَّى إِذَا أَثْخَنْتُمُوهُمْ فَشُدُّوا الْوَثَاقَ فَإِمَّا مَنًّا بَعْدُ وَإِمَّا فِدَاءً حتى تضع الحرب أوزارها ذلك ولو يشاء الله لانتصر منهم ولكن ليبلو بعضكم ببعض والذين قتلوا في سبيل الله فلن يضل أعمالهم.
Verse number 4. When you, O believers, face those disbelievers who wage war against you, then strike their necks with your swords, and persist in fighting them until you subdue them and eradicate their power. Once you have subdued them, tie the chains of the captives. When you capture them, you have the option, as per the demand of interests, of being graceful to them by releasing them for no ransom, ransoming them for wealth or something else, killing them or enslaving them. Continue fighting and capturing them until the war ends by the disbelievers accepting Islam or by your entering into a treaty with them. The mentioned trial of the believers with the disbelievers, the alternation of fortunes, and the victory of one over the other is Allah's decision. If Allah willed to defeat the disbelievers without a fight, He would have done so, but He ordained striving in His path to test some of you with others. He tests who of the believers fights and who does not. He tests the disbeliever with the believer. If the believer is killed, he enters paradise, and if the believer kills him, he enters the fire. Those who are killed in Allah's path, Allah will never nullify their deeds.
سَيَهْدِيهِمْ وَيُصْلِحُ بَالَهُمْ.
Verse number 5. He will enable them to follow the truth in their worldly life, and He will set right their affairs.
وَيُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ عَرَّفَهَا لَهُمْ.
Verse number 6. He will enter them into paradise on the day of resurrection, whose description He gave them in the world, so they recognized it, and He showed them their places in it in the hereafter.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ.
Verse number 7. O you who have faith in Allah, and who acted on what He ordained for them, if you help Allah by helping His Prophet and His religion, and by fighting the disbelievers, He will help you by granting you dominance over them, and He will keep your feet firm in battle when you face them.
وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَتَعْسًا لَهُمْ وَأَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ.
Verse number 8. For those who disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, there is loss and destruction, and Allah will nullify the reward of their deeds.
ذلك بأنهم كرهوا ما أنزل الله فأحبط أعمالهم.
Verse number 9. The punishment that will befall them is because they detested the Quran that Allah revealed to His Prophet, because it contained the mention of Allah's oneness, so Allah destroyed their deeds, and they were losers in the world and the hereafter.
أَفَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. دَمَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلِلْكَافِرِينَ أَمْثَالُهَا.
Verse number 10. Have these deniers not traveled the earth and reflected over what was the end of those who had denied before them? It was a painful end. Allah destroyed their homes above them, and destroyed them as well as their children and wealth. Disbelievers in every time and place will receive similar punishment.
ذلك بأن الله مولى الذين آمنوا وأن الكافرين لا مولى لهم.
Verse number 11. That mentioned recompense is for the two groups, because Allah helped those who have faith in Him, and because the disbelievers have no one to help them. Beneficial points. 1. The usage of overwhelming force in the battlefield is the best means to render an enemy impotent. 2. Being graceful, taking ransom, killing, and enslavement are options in Islam for dealing with a disbelieving captive, and one of these may be applied as per demands of the circumstance. 3. Allah's helping the believers is contingent on their helping His religion.